Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network, and today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Rock Auto has amazing selection for just about any kind of vehicle at reliably low prices. They have all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. And so, in today's episode, we are going to continue with our off-season reports, and we're on to the St. Louis Blues, a team that not that far removed from a Stanley Cup, but also, I'd say, kind of in a bit of a battle as they try and move forward. They're I guess, franchise player. At least he has been for recent seasons. Vladimir Tarasenko wants out, in part because of how his shoulder injuries were handled by the Blues. That still kind of hangs over the team right now because Tarasenko, despite wanting to be traded, has not been traded and did not get picked up in the expansion draft, even though he was exposed. And so that does, you know, tie things up a little bit for the Blues. So let's start up front with St. Louis, and we'll see where this roster is heading towards the start of the season. And up first, we're kind of in a tough spot with the first line, but as long as he's on the roster, I guess we have to consider Vladimir Tarasenko there. He wants to be traded, has 2 years and $7.5 million cap hit left on his deal. The real issue would seems to be his shoulders. He's had three shoulder surgeries. And if there's any indication that his shoulders are okay, he would seem to be a risk worth taking. There aren't a lot of players in the league who could score like Tarasenko when he was healthy. But the fact that there hasn't been a deal might lead some to believe that these shoulder problems may be a much bigger issue. And if that's the case, then how do the Blues and Tarasenko end up finishing this relationship? Because if Tarasenko doesn't want to play for the Blues anymore, is he willing to not get paid the last 2 years on his deal? I have my doubts about that. So, for Tarasenko's sake, I hope that he could be healthy and get back to being a guy who scores 30 plus goals. But I think right now, if you're the Blues, you can't really count on that at all. And have to figure out if there's some way to get some kind of value in return. So if Tarasenko is healthy, he would be the first line right winger, but massive question marks around that. On left wing, Brandon Saad, who they picked up as a free agent, five-time 20-goal scorer, drives play, doesn't pad his offensive stats with power play production very often, and was almost assured of being a good value as an unrestricted free agent signing because he doesn't pad his stats with power play points. And really, for me, it was close to a coin flip between Brandon Saad and Zach Hyman as left wingers who are good complements to skilled line mates and can move play in the right direction. And Saad came a whole lot cheaper than Zach Hyman. So I kind of like that addition for St. Louis. Also, first line center is Ryan O'Reilly, who's an outstanding two-way player. Was not as dominant last season as he's been usually. And at the same time, he still finished with 54 points in 56 games. So that's the best per-game scoring rate of O'Reilly's career. And he's kind of reached the stage where he does get recognized for his defensive play and has a Selke trophy and probably is in that discussion when he's playing well. So the Tarasenko thing really hangs over this Blues roster. So second line, we've got David Perron, five-time 20-goal scorer, was over a point per game last season for the first time in his career. He had 58 points in 56 games. He's now 33 years old, though, and you kind of wonder about this offensive surge that Perron's had in the past couple of years, you know, whether that's sustainable. He's really thrived on the power play, 48 points on the power play in the past two seasons. And so I certainly think you can expect Perron to continue to be a productive scorer. I'd be wary about expecting him to continue above a point per game, considering last time was the first time he had done that. Center, Braden Schenn, who's been a solid top six forward, sometimes plays center, but he can also play on the wing. And his shot rates aren't great. And at the same time, he's scored on a 50-point pace for seven straight years. And you add in the fact that Schenn can play a physical game, and he's a pretty useful player. At the same time, you know, maybe the declining shot rates are some sign of decline creeping into his game as he is now 30 years old. And so maybe be a little bit wary of Braden Schenn. And then there's Pavel Buchnevich, acquired from the New York Rangers, and his production has steadily increased and reached a career-high 48 points in 54 games for the Blue Shirts last season. And the Blues wanted to add more skill, and maybe this is a bit of a preemptive move in case of a Tarasenko trade. They send out a physical fourth liner like Sammy Blais to get Buchnevich, but you know, Buchnevich certainly has a higher ceiling to what he can produce. And if he could carry that 48 points in 54 games and produce that over a full NHL season, it would be really tough for a grinder like Sammy Blais to kind of match that productivity. So Buchnevich has a chance to be a really important player for the Blues. All right, to the third line, we've got Zach Sanford, a good size left winger. He's like 6'4", can score a little bit, sometimes moves up in the lineup, but did end up playing almost 15 minutes per game last season, which was a career high 14.53 for Sanford. But I think there's kind of a limited upside. He probably is more of a fit as a third line guy who might get 10 to 15 goals over a full season. At center, we've got Robert Thomas, who made really nice progress in his first two NHL seasons, kind of stalled last year. It was shortened by injury, but even before he was hurt, Thomas was struggling a little bit. He can play center or wing, but if he's going to continue to play center, he needs to start winning more than 43% of his draws. That's an issue hanging out there a little bit for Thomas. But really, you just need him to be healthy and get back kind of on the path that he was on after his second NHL season. Then on the right side, we've got Jordan Kyrou, who kind of burst onto the scene with the Blues last season, had 17 points in 18 games to start the year, then had 18 points in 37 games the rest of the way. Lost some ice time when Tarasenko returned. And I think what there's obviously consistency issues there, but also there was an issue with consistency of Kyrou's role on the Blues. And so I think he showed that he can be an impact player who can play in the top six, who can score at even strength, and those are all, you know, valuable things to have. But I also think that if they have Tarasenko and Buchnevich on the depth chart, it's tough for Kyrou to get into the top six. But you know, given the uncertainty over Tarasenko, it's probably fair to expect that Kyrou will find his way into the top six sooner rather than later. To the fourth line, where the Blues have Kyle Clifford, who's kind of fourth line muscle, but has always played a solid and reliable defensive game, so he's not a liability. Like there are lots of guys who play limited minutes on the fourth line and kind of get beat up in those minutes, and it's up to the team to manage how that player is used so that they don't get exposed too badly. In the case of Clifford, he's managed to hold his own virtually throughout his career. So unless his coaches have done an exceptional job of managing his matchups throughout, then I think you have to kind of give some credit to Kyle Clifford as a solid player, not to the extent that he's going to score a ton for you or anything like that, but that he's not going to hurt the team when he's out there, and he does offer a little bit of, face punching ability if that's what you need. Oscar Sundqvist should be at center, but he tore his ACL last season, so we'll have to kind of wait and see what the recovery is looking like for Sundqvist, whether he's going to be ready right at the start of the season or if that's going to take some time before he is ready. Generally, Sundqvist has been a solid checking center for the Blues, who can contribute a little bit offensively too. Ivan Barbashev can play on the fourth line, but he can also cover at center ice if Sundqvist is not ready. Barbashev's kind of a skilled fourth liner, plays hard, will play a physical game if need be, but he's also skilled enough that you can move him up the depth chart if need be, due to injuries or what have you. So who else is in the mix here for St. Louis? I think Mackenzie McEachern has been a winger who's kind of on the AHL NHL bubble. He's right now, I think he would kind of be expected to be an extra forward for the Blues, but maybe he has a regular spot on the fourth line too. So that's McEachern is really on that lineup bubble. And then you look at Dakota Joshua, as a prospect who got into some games for the Blues last year and could be in the mix, as well as Klim Kostin, another prospect who has been toiling away in the minors for quite a while, played in the KHL last year, but could very well find his way into a spot in the Blues lineup. So when we come back, we will continue with the St. Louis Blues, looking at their defense and goaltending. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? For example, a Honda Odyssey fuel pump is $353 from a chain store. At Rock Auto, it's $216. That's more money in your pocket. And Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How'd You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment that you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again, and the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. So to the blue line for the St. Louis Blues, and we'll start with Torrey Krug, a great puck mover and very established power play quarterback who kind of struggled defensively in his first season with St. Louis. I wouldn't be terribly worried about it given Krug's strong track record in Boston previously, but that does bear watching that he was brought in not necessarily to replace Alex Pietrangelo, but at least to fill a spot in St. Louis's top four, and his results were not, I guess, up to the standards that he had set in Boston previously. Then there's Justin Falk, who saw more responsibility with Pietrangelo gone. Falk playing that right side on the blue line, and he played well defensively last year, probably better than he had in several years. And yet at the same time was struggled offensively, at least during 5-on-5 play. And so in Falk's case, if his defensive responsibility has improved, well, that's you know, noteworthy and worthwhile. But when you're looking at Krug and Falk, I think St. Louis in general needs them to be better than they were last season. Then to the second pair, you got Marco Scandella, who throughout his career, there's probably been some good, some bad, for Scandella, but I think if you look at it on the balance, he's fine in a top four role. He's not a huge difference maker. He's not you know, an outstanding puck mover. He's not some incredible shutdown defenseman, but he's capable of playing in a top four on an NHL defense, and that can't just be thrown away as not having value. That there's obviously real value in that. So Scandella is fine as part of the top four. Now, maybe the biggest wild card for St. Louis is Colton Parayko. Signed a big contract extension recently, and in some ways that kind of put him under a little bit more scrutiny. You know, people knew what Parayko was when the Blues went on their run to the Stanley Cup. And then you kind of look at his results in the past couple of seasons, and they're kind of closer to okay than, you know, star-making seasons that Parayko had earlier in his career. And, you know, if the Blues are going to, you know, make this big long-term investment in Parayko, they have to expect him to be playing more like a star rather than, you know, just okay. And so, he has all the tools, big, great reach, can skate, can handle the puck, can pass it, can shoot it. There's lots of upside here for Colton Parayko. And frankly, all he needs to do is get back to playing like he did a few years ago. He doesn't need to advance it much beyond that. And in any case, a top four of Krug, Falk, Scandella, Parayko, I mean, there's some risk there for St. Louis. And I think that's going to bear watching. And now, if they're playing well, things could be rolling pretty nicely with that top four. But there have been some moments throughout the careers of these guys where the results weren't always great, and so that could pose some problems. So then to the third pair, and I guess at least at the moment, Nico Mikkola looks like he would have a shot. Now it might be asking a lot for Mikkola to be a regular third pairing guy in the NHL. He's played 35 games, has 3 points, not great defensive results. So in some ways, he might just be kind of penciled in there, waiting to be overtaken by prospects, and that could happen. Also on the third pair, Robert Bortuzzo, who's a real tough depth blue liner, has kind of found his way to being a pretty effective third pair defenseman. He's not going to score a bunch or anything, but he'll play hard and reasonably effective as a shot suppressor. And so I think that if there's a question here, it's who's going to pair with Bortuzzo on that third pair. I think the depth options right now, Jake Walman, who was kind of an extra on the St. Louis blue line last year. There's Steve Santini, who played previously with New Jersey and Nashville. He has NHL experience, but not a whole lot of success either at the NHL level. And then there's prospect Scott Perunovic, and maybe he's the one who steps in after a very successful college career. And I think that probably would be the ideal for St. Louis is if Perunovic was ready, that he could step in. And maybe what it will be is if he's not ready, he can start in the American Hockey League and work his way up. But it would be a surprise, I guess, to me if Nico Mikkola and Robert Bortuzzo were the pairing on the last pair there in St. Louis for the entire season. So there's your defense. Some question marks there, to be sure. But it also, that group could be okay. Then to goaltending, where Jordan Binnington remains a starter. And now the thing is, Binnington's play has dropped off fairly markedly since his amazing rookie season. And that doesn't mean he's awful. It is probably average-ish, maybe a little bit better than average, but not a game changer the way he was when he first got called up to the National Hockey League. And Binnington has a reputation as having a short fuse and that you can get under his skin and things like that. But really, what the Blues need is they need Binnington to... It would be unreasonable to expect him to play like he did as a rookie. That's kind of, the hot streak that you can't imagine lasting for an entire season. And so you shouldn't expect that out of Jordan Binnington. At the same time, you could expect him to be a little bit better than he has been the past couple of years. And part of the reason the Blues need him to play well is that right now their backup is Ville Husso. And Husso struggled in his first NHL action last season, played 17 games, had an .893 save percentage. And it's possible he could develop into a better backup. And I think from the Blues perspective, they hope so. But that has been a bit of an issue last year, at the very least, is that they didn't have a great option behind Binnington. And so when Binnington struggled, that they were kind of in trouble. I think when you go through this entire roster of the Blues, they have more answers up front than they do on defense and goaltending, but there seem to be questions throughout. And so I can see this going both ways, in that the Blues, few of those questions get answered properly, then the Blues will be right back in the playoff mix and even contending. But if a few of those questions don't get answered properly, then it could be a tough season. So when we come back, we will look at special teams, prospects, and then kind of decide what we think of the St. Louis Blues heading into 2021-2022. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and they have a ton of delicious flavors. They have coconut and cherry barcia and raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. My favorite is the salted caramel. I like the sweet and the salty at the same time. But really, that is such a great variety. There's something for everyone there at Built Bar. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box from Built Bar. You get two of each. sample them, decide which ones you like, and then order more of those. And this great variety of flavors. They're covered in 100% chocolate. So these bars taste great, and they're healthy too. Built Bars are loaded with protein. They're low in calories, low in sugar, low in carbs, and Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCK15, you'll get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest, open now at BetOnline. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive a 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. That is, make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25. That's for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, hockey, baseball, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So we've gone through the roster. Let's take a look at special teams for the St. Louis Blues. Now, past three seasons during 5-on-4 play, the Blues have been above average on the power play. They're 8th in shots per 60 minutes at 54.3, 12th in expected goals per 60 at 6.53, but 4th in goals per 60, and that's 8.08. Their power play seems to be clicking at a pretty good rate overall. You might question whether their expected goals is just maybe undervalued for what they're doing. But overall, I think over the past three seasons, if they're fourth in goals per 60, there's nothing to complain about for the St. Louis power play. When it comes to the penalty kill, they're 12th. And Corsi against per 60, 92.2. 15th in shots against per 60 at 51.6. So we're in average-ish territory there, right? Now, in expected goals against per 60, they're 19th. That's 6.51. In actual goals against per 60, they are 18th. And that's 6.84. And so overall, you kind of see an average-ish penalty kill from St. Louis, and you know, maybe a touch below given the actual goals against in that time, but I guess there's room to improve there, and you know, given the relative strength of the power play, you would have to say that the goals against during 4-on-5 play is an area that St. Louis could improve when they're, you know, trying to make things a little bit easier for them moving forward. So overall, you know, there aren't glaring weaknesses here. You know, maybe some room to improve your penalty killing, but not a huge concern. What remaining needs are there for this Blues team? And well, I think they need to sort out something on the Tarasenko front, and whether that's a trade. And you know, if you trade Tarasenko, do you get any immediate help, or is it you trade Tarasenko for picks and prospects and hope that gives you some help down the road? And who's going to play on the third pair? I think when you go through and you look at as either Nico Mikkola or Jake Walman, that's not terribly exciting. If it's Scott Perunovic, if he's ready to play, well, then maybe that's you know, a little bit more appealing, and that maybe that should be the objective. But I think if the Blues start the season and Nico Mikkola and Jake Walman are both kind of part of the defensive rotation, that is going to leave some question marks. And then I guess they have to hope that the goaltending holds up. And as I noted, Jordan Binnington has still been, you know, probably better than average over the past couple of seasons. So, you know, this isn't some huge indictment on Jordan Binnington, but he was obviously better than that when the Blues won the Stanley Cup, and they might need him to play at a better level. So which prospects might have a shot here at making a difference for the Blues this season? And I've mentioned him a couple of times, defenseman Scott Perunovic had 40 points in 34 games at Minnesota Duluth last year. And he's short, but you know, strong enough and probably not that far away from challenging for an NHL job. And I think in an ideal world for the Blues, maybe he would be ready to go at the start of this season. There's left winger Klim Kostin, who played for Avangard Omsk in the KHL last season. He's been in the American Hockey League for several years. Had 18 points in 43 games during the regular season, added 9 points in 24 playoff games for Avangard, had an assist in 2 games for St. Louis last year. I think Kostin is kind of knocking on the door. And if there's an opportunity, he'll be the one kind of first in line to take it. Then there's defenseman Jake Walman, who played 24 games for the Blues last season, had a goal and assist. He's very much a depth defenseman. And in some ways, with the Blues having Nico Mikkola and Jake Walman, you've got guys who are totally fine as seventh and eighth defensemen in the National Hockey League. It's a question of whether they can step up and be better than that or more than that this season. Then there's center Dakota Joshua, who got into half a dozen games for Utica in the AHL, had 3 points. Then got called up to St. Louis, where he had 1 goal in 12 games for the Blues. Joshua is a big center who, you know, probably can fit in a depth role, and particularly if Oscar Sundqvist can't play at the start of the season, I think there's probably a pretty good chance that Dakota Joshua ends up getting time on the Blues' fourth line there. Then, I guess maybe a bit of a wild card, and you can kind of cross your fingers and hope on Nikita Alexandrov, who had 5 points in 7 games for Utica in the American Hockey League last year, also had 9 points in 28 games for Cuckoo in the Finnish League. And so Alexandrov, I wouldn't necessarily expect him to be ready this coming season, but he might be a year away, but if we're trying to find other guys outside the top four, he might actually have the best shot. So ultimately, you take a look at the St. Louis Blues roster. It's not going to be easy, I don't think, for them to be a playoff team. Their division is not exactly full of easy touches, but if things are going well for St. Louis, they might be able to kind of pull ahead of the competition. Like Colorado is probably the favorite in the Central Division, but then there's probably a whole big mess of Winnipeg and Nashville and Dallas and Minnesota and Chicago and St. Louis. Well, they're in that mix, and if you end up at the top end of that mix, well, then you're probably comfortably in the playoffs. And if you are at the bottom end of that mix, well, then you're scrambling and probably having a hard time getting in. So I think the Blues are kind of right in that area, a team that should compete for a playoff spot. And if things are going right, then I would expect them to get there. But they're close enough to the edge that if a couple of things go wrong for them, it's possible that they could miss. So that will do it for this podcast. Also, check out the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast as we continue down the stretch run there. Listen to both podcasts on Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis. And betting on the National Hockey League doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by BetOnline.ag, wherever you get podcasts.